it's one of those books that completely grabs your attention as soon as you start reading it. This might be partly because of the first-person narrative and the diary-style writing, but the prose is really nice as well. Lots of new words for my non-native English knowledge. In the first half it, the book read like Catcher in the Rye, but with a girl as the protagonist, telling about her various encounters and small adventures in New York City. The second half, however, elaborates on what happens in that particular place that Holden Caulfield barely mentions his the last sentences. It's depressing, sad, and a hopeless story, but it was a good read.